Race of the inky sky, fading slowly into the colors of the sunrise as the sun peers ever so slightly over the horizon. Along the same vein, noticing the sky awash with the pinks and golds and purples as the sun slowly lowers, and like magic, seeing that velvet night glittering with the light of innumerable stars. And we get to be here to see it. Okay, perhaps nature doesn't catch your fancy. Try the tinkling bell laugh of a child. Take in the astonishment of understanding a new concept. Relish our natural human curiosity. Memorize the feel of a great big hug, the warmth of affection, and the care that surrounds you. Most of these things aren't necessarily a miracle, but what if they were? How could such a brief, regularly unimportant, everyday thing become something that embodies joy, wonder, and delight? And more to the point, why? Why should we notice and acknowledge those things? Are they not distractions from the really important bits of life that we need to get through? Do we really have the time to sit in appreciation at the wind rustling through the leaves of the trees when we have work to do, chores that must be done, and families that need to be cared for? Won't those things eat into the already uncomfortably short hours of the day that we already have? We've got lives to live and stuff to do. Maybe if there were 25 hours in the day, we have time for wondering. How much living, though, are we really doing, really living, when we ignore, forget, miss, or otherwise take for granted those minute complexities? In a more simple thought, those appreciations can be steeped in possibility and positivity, and they generally cost us exactly $0 to experience. How often can we say that? On a good day, I'd venture a guess at maybe one. On a typical day, maybe not at all. In a world so set on a time is money mentality and being force-fed the pressures of being the perfect spouse, the perfect child, boss, person, how can we take these tiny blips of experience and infuse them with our own lives to find greater meaning, even if only for a moment? I offer this as a first step. Go with me on this one. Close your eyes. Sit as comfortably as you can. Relax your shoulders. Release any tension you feel lurking in your person. Notice how you feel. Emotionally, physically, spiritually. Positive, negative, comfortable, in pain, anything in between. Let yourself recognize and feel. And be honest with yourself. It's not an exam. You can't get it wrong. And now, breathe. Just breathe in and out. In and out. Notice how and what you feel now. Is there any change? Again, there's no right or wrong answer. I'm just asking you to notice. How did it feel to have your lungs expand with that life-giving breath within the confines of your ribcage? What is it to focus so intensely on something that we often give little or no thought to? As we're aware, breathing is pretty automatic. It happens, it's natural, necessary, part of our existence, and just is. We can't stop it, we can't control it, at least not for long. It's just a part of us and our world. It's humdrum. It's boring. It's a thing. But my goodness, how good it feels to breathe calm and deep, to not hold on to it and not ignore it. You still have your eyes closed. You can open them if you want. If you want to keep them closed, that's fine too. In the face of great change, we can find ourselves lost, confused, our worldview permanently altered and irrevocably different. And once the change is made, it can't be unfit, it cannot be unmade. A new thing has been created in its place. And those new things can find us adrift, stumbling, and looking for something just to cling to make sense of our new bearings. When you're drowning, where can you look for help? These moments, these average, everyday moments that Dr. Reagan encourages us to see as tiny miracles, that's where we find those lifelines. They're the moments that shake up our monotony. They bring focus back to the daily beatings of our hearts, the steps we take upon this earth, and the breaths that we breathe. Allowing ourselves time to not just see, but truly experience these daily amazements gives us the chance to find the thread in this world, the interdependent web of all existence that we hold in such high regard. These moments can be enriching, comforting, exciting. In the weeks of grief that consumed me after a great loss, there was little I could grasp onto for help, let alone healing and progress. The amount of things I regretted, the hugs never shared, the goodbyes never expressed, the smiles never exchanged, they ate away at my soul. How could I have missed so much? More than that, how could I have let myself become so blind to any of it? How did I become so caught up in the everyday that I took for granted the unyielding fact that all things must end, and that those everyday things someday can no longer be everyday? What a lesson that was. Painful, sorrowful, but so necessary. Accepting and really embracing that truth is a powerful experience. One thing the Reverend Dr. Tom Owen Toll tells us in his book, Theology Ablaze, is the understanding that we don't know, if we go anywhere after this life, where we do go. We have no religious texts, as you use, to guide us into this next life, if there is one, and no set theology on whether we do at all. We don't have the comfort in paradise in the other ways that other religions have. It goes hand in hand in a lot of ways with our much sought-after diversity and our commitment to social action. We don't know if anything happens after this life, so we strive to make it the best possible while we are here. For ourselves, our families, our communities, and our world at large. Our seven principles, in some respect, charge us to acknowledge those small moments, because we must have a connection with them to appreciate and understand the greater. How can we respect that interdependent web if we rarely come face to face and acknowledge even its most minuscule aspects? Of course, this can't be something we attempt every single waking moment, and I'm not suggesting that we should. It would be futile, overwhelming, exhausting, and honestly, probably not all that healthy for us. Not to mention how much more wonder we may lose if we took to finding wonder in every single tiny thing. I challenge you all, as you consider your New Year's resolutions, if that's your thing, no judgment if it's not, I don't do it. As you plan your next week, or your next month, or whatever it is that you're planning, take a moment to stop and breathe. Just breathe. Look around and wonder. Try to find one thing, just one, in 24 hours, every day, or maybe every week, or maybe just once a month, whatever works for you. Seek out one thing that brings you joy or puts you in a state of awe. Search for those moments to reconnect our bodies, minds, and spirits in a way that we otherwise may not ever do. I promise you, they're out there, in the trees, in the air, in the faces of our children and in strangers, in the most unknown and unexpected of places. The fact that each of us is sat here today in these pews, in this synagogue, in Fullerton, that each of us has led up to this point a life outside of here for our entire existence and joined those outside lives with this place of community in the exact ways that we have. The understanding that we are here out of all of the stardust and matter and energy in the universe, that is a miracle. It may seem mundane, but when you unpack that as a truth, it is difficult to ignore that some other day, some other person in some other life may have existed in our place. So why not cherish that mundane in a way that brings clarity and reminds us that we not only have a place here in this vast life, because we are by some accident here, but we're here in this moment, not in spite of, but because of those mundane moments. These moments we choose through simple daily living. Can we not appreciate the moments that bring us here and connect us with each other in a greater sense than we could ever imagine alone? I hope the answer is yes. What a wonderful world we live in, and what a genuinely lovely life we get to lead if we let ourselves remember. Because one day, we won't be here to do so, and we don't know that we have an alternative way of doing so after we leave this place. When we take those moments, those small, seemingly innocuous moments, we give ourselves the opportunity to connect, to feel, to understand, to live. We acknowledge the mystery and awe of life and the world we inhabit by simply allowing ourselves to be present. We give ourselves permission to create and live our own wonder. And what an awesome power to be the master of. We get to do this. We get to live it and experience it if we choose to.
Our offering is a vital way we show our gratitude for this community. By giving to UUCF, we know that this community of caring will continue to do good work in the world. We thank you for your generosity.